Fasten your chin strap and get ready for the snap. The Eric Ainge Show with Brian Rice is ready to go. Sports Animals VFL QB is ready to give you the insight and analysis that no one else in Tennessee radio can. Get in Eric's headset by calling 656-9900. 656-9900. The Eric Ainge Show with Brian Rice is headed your way right now.
Hour 3 of the Eric Ainge Show coming at you live from Rusty Wallace Honda. That is I-75, Callahan Drive. You know the deal, the intersection of selection. And today and tomorrow only. So for the rest of the day today and tomorrow only, they're closed on Sundays. It's the 2020 upgrade event this weekend, today and tomorrow, where you can upgrade your current vehicle for a similar 2020 vehicle at the same or maybe even a lower payment. And because it's done this weekend or today, it's in February, and during the month of February, you can take advantage of 3 years no charge maintenance right here at Rusty Wallace Honda.
All right, we have the greatest trustees meeting in the history of major college football trustees meetings. South Carolina, their board of trustees has to approve all contracts that are over six figures. So Tracy Rocker, their new defensive line coach, Tennessee's former defensive line coach, is up there to make $525,000, so the Board of Trustees meeting is approving that this morning.
Okay.
A Board of Trustee member asks, so what is the definition of fired for cause for a D-line coach? So they explain, you know, NCAA violations, all that. So the lady says, quote, so cause would not be if every SEC team we play runs for 400 yards. Unquote.
Oh, my gosh.
He went off the top rope. Because she's right.
Yeah, what's cause? Sucking at his job or breaking the law?
I'm with her. That seems like fired for cause. I like this lady. I don't know who she is. They didn't identify her.
I like her too.
I like an academic who, A, has a little sense of humor, B, knows a little bit about football, and C, is looking to save some money.
I'm good with this.
Yeah, because they should all be looking to save money because, spoiler alert, Will Muschamp's going to get fired next year.
Well, but here's the deal, because with cause for the head coach is wins and losses.
Yeah, but it's not.
It's not. But, is it not?
It should be.
Is it?
No, you don't get fired for cause because you get your buyout. The stuff that's fired for cause means you don't get
Oh, that's the non-buyout qualifying stuff.
Yeah, and the wins and losses joke, is dude. Not that, the which
whole,
it should be.
The whole thing is an absolute joke. The way that contracts are, this is what happens when you have a supply and demand problem. When you have when one side or the other is completely out of whack, then you get the emotional response of you still have a need, but you have way too much of a need.
Yeah.
And there's just not enough supply. So what is available gets overcompensated like crazy, and we overvalue it like crazy. College football coaches, the notion that only one guy is good for the job and can win here is nuts.
Yeah. Will Muschamp's going to get fired next year because they have a stretch that includes at Kentucky, at Florida, home for Tennessee, and then another if somehow they survive that stretch with only one loss. They have another one that is Texas A&M at Vandy, Georgia at LSU.
Oh, God.
And then, oh, by the way, they close the year with Clemson.
Yeah, no, we looked at it on Monday or Tuesday. And
he's fired.
The best they could do was like 7-5, maybe 8-4 if they were like ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's the very, very best that they could be.
He's fired. Just is what it is. Anyway, 656-9900 if you want to join us. That's just a great moment. Great moments in Board of Trustees history.
We haven't had a lot of those around here.
Tracy Rocker, by the way, will make $525,000 next year, which is a $25,000 raise from Tennessee. There were...
they should call that the Columbia tax.
Yes.
Living in Columbia, South Carolina, it's going to cost him it's going to cost the school $25,000 because that's not as nice as Knoxville.
Yeah. There were, in the top 25 poll this year, preseason, seven teams that did not finish ranked in the top 25. I'm sorry, I miscounted twice. Eight of the top 25 did not.
That's a lot.
Appear in the postseason. You want to start at the top or the bottom?
Give me the start at the top.
Texas A&M, preseason number 12. Finished 8-5, 4-4 in the SEC. Now, this wasn't one that completely fell off the table. Texas A&M's fringe team going into bowl season.
But they were a 7-5 team that won a bowl game, right? I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
they were.
No.
They were 8-4 and
lost. No, you're right. You're right. 7-5. I was misreading what you were saying.
Yeah.
They beat Oklahoma State in the Texas Bowl.
Yeah. So they were a 7-5 team. That's the number to go by.
But the win over 25th ranked Oklahoma was their only ranked win of the season.
Yeah.
But things didn't go hugely awry there. They've got some talent. Jimbo Fisher's trying to build. They've got a chance to do something next year, though the division makes it tough. Washington was preseason number 13. Also finished 8-5. They were 4-5 in the Pac-12. Ooh. So their eighth win also came in a bowl game. Not great. They were very good against Oregon and Utah, though they lost to both. Their five losses were by a combined 26 points, but still, preseason number 13 completely fell off the table.
Yep.
All right, we go down to Michigan State. Now they're going to have a new football coach. They were number 18 in the preseason, went 7-6, 4-5 at the Big Ten. It was announced yesterday that Mel Tucker is not keeping any of their assistants.
So all these guys that thought they had jobs are all getting fired because D'Antonio left. So they're all fired, and it's too late in the season to get new jobs.
For a lot of them, there are some guys that are still going to be putting together staffs, but ultimately Michigan State is going to have to pay that big bonus to Mark D'Antonio, and they're going to have to buy out all of his assistants.
At least they get bought out and they get paid while they wait for their next gig. There's worse deals than that.
Yeah.
Lots of people get fired and don't get a dollar.
That's very true. Syracuse was preseason number 22, finished 5-7.
Yuck.
They had a big year 2 years ago, won 10 games, finished 15 in the final poll, but they lost a ton of talent from that team.
Yep.
And they were a little overvalued because of what they had done the year before. They lost 63-20 to Maryland in week 2, and Maryland was a bad team.
Yeah, Maryland, that was like the Maryland, we're back, look at this, rah, rah, rah. And then they still were terrible.
Yeah.
They weren't terrible that day, but they were pretty terrible overall.
Dino Babers probably should have taken a job before last year. But anyway, he's back this year. Washington State was number 23 in the preseason, finished 6-7, all seven losses again coming in the Pac-12 because they don't ever play anybody out of conference anyway. It was highlighted by finishing 120th in the country in turnovers with 25 turnovers.
Oof.
Not great.
Not at all.
They also lost 67-63 to UCLA, and I was not sure that UCLA could score 67 points all year. All right. Nebraska was number 24. They finished 5-7. We kind of saw this coming.
Nebraska never should have been in the top 25, and I remember saying that the very day that poll came out. They said these guys are nowhere near that yet.
You have a good quarterback.
Scott Frost hype. He's got an okay quarterback who has so many deficiencies around him that he's not good enough to make up for all of them. Again, that's not a knock on the kid. That just means he's human and normal, not winning a Heisman Trophy someday.
Exactly. All right. Stanford, preseason number 25. This was the biggest fall off. They went 4-8.
David Shaw seems to have lost a little bit of what they had there. There was a while where you didn't want to play Stanford. It seemed like every year they had a tight end or two that was getting drafted in the first round, a lineman. I remember they had David DeCastro,
first rounder.
They
currently have the best running back in the NFL, Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah. I mean, they had a lot of stuff back in the day. I mean, 3 to 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And it just seems like it's gotten stagnant a little bit, like maybe recruiting has fallen off. The buzz isn't there. Stanford, when there's a lot of hype around your program, is actually an easy place to recruit to.
Yeah.
It's a private school in the Pac-12 in Palo Alto, and it's amazing there. Not that hard, honestly.
Yeah.
You're recruiting from a different pool of kids, but there's still plenty of smart, really good football players, obviously. So, you know, they need to get the hype train back.
A lot of their issues were injuries. KJ Costello only played 5 games because of injury. They ended up okay at quarterback, and now Costello's transferring. But also, they lost their left tackle, Walker Little, for the season in week one, and their top two defensive backs went out in early November before a 4-game losing streak to end the season.
Yikes.
So those are the teams, 8 of them, that were in the preseason top 25 that did not finish there. Interesting, though. Very interesting.
It happens every year. You know, when we get excited at this time of year, we overreact to preseason rankings, we overreact to top 10 lists and stuff like that, and it's true, and it's stuff to look at. It is, but you got to peel that onion back about 12 layers to decide whether or not this is actually real or not. Like, I think Washington being the 13th ranked team in the country preseason with what they had done, what they returned, scheduling consideration, who their coach was, etc., should have been a middle of the pack ranked team. So them going 7-5, and that's not okay.
Yeah.
A&M going 7-5. There's 3 teams on their schedule that you know they're going to lose to, especially this year: LSU, Alabama, and Auburn. So you take those 3 off. Where did those other 2 losses come from? That's where A&M needs to get back to. They need to get back to where there's only one team that's guaranteed to beat them, or maybe even none.
This year did break a streak, though.
No top 10 team went unranked.
Correct. Texas, preseason number 10, finished 25th in the final AP poll.
Didn't we pick Texas? I think we picked Texas. I think we both did.
They were unranked in the coaches poll. But in the AP poll, which is the one that we used as the metric, Texas snuck in at number 25. Listen to this. Okay, preseason top 10. We'll go through preseason top 10, postseason top 10 when we come back, because this is fascinating to look at. More from Rusty Wallace Honda's next. FM 99.1, the Sports Animal. It's a 2020 upgrade event here at Rusty Wallace Honda. I-75 Callahan Drive in North Knoxville. Back here during the month of February. Take advantage of the 3 years no charge maintenance, and you can upgrade your current vehicle this weekend only for a similar 2020 vehicle at the same or maybe even a lower payment. That's right here. I-75 Callahan Drive, North Knoxville, where the Eric Haines Show is today. All right, Eric, listen to this. Preseason top 25, or preseason top 10. Clemson, Alabama, Georgia, Oklahoma, Ohio State, LSU, Michigan, Florida, Notre Dame, Texas. Postseason top 10. LSU, Clemson, Ohio State, Georgia, Oregon, Florida, Oklahoma, Alabama, Penn State, Minnesota. So what you have there is one postseason top 10 team that was unranked to start the year.
Minnesota.
That's Minnesota. Penn State was preseason number 15. Notre Dame was a preseason number 9, finished number 12. Oregon was postseason number 5, started number 11. I don't think there has ever been a year with less movement
in the top 10.
Top 10 to postseason.
Well, we look at it every single year.
Yeah.
Every year there's one or more.
Several years there have been 2 or 3.
Top 10 programs ranked preseason that end up out of the top 25. Now, you said Texas, who came in at 10, And that was all of I remember going back and forth on picking Michigan or Texas.
Michigan finished the year number 18. Texas was number 10 in both polls. They finished ranked 25th in the AP, unranked in the coaches' poll.
So that's
your, AP poll.
Yeah, that's your closest one right there.
Yep.
That's definitely a team that was nowhere near meeting or exceeding the expectations. Alabama at preseason 2, coming in at postseason 8.
Yep.
Is, I mean, I know that sounds crazy, right? That sounds nuts.
Yep.
But that's probably the largest drop-off.
It is the biggest drop, yeah.
Of any Alabama team anytime recent. Penn State going from 15 to 9, that's good. Minnesota unranked to number 10, that's good.
Yeah.
Oklahoma went from 4 to 7, you know, that's okay. Florida went from 8 to 6. So that's, you know, good for them. But that's why next year when you look at what we have going on, Alabama, Oklahoma, Florida, and Georgia are all on the list. So the postseason to end this last year, teams 4, 6, 7, and 8 are on our schedule next year.
Yes, they are.
That's why when you hear people like me say, I think we could be a 9-3 team, but if I had to gun to my head, pick a record, it would be 8-4. And it's because I think we could be really dang good next year and lose these games by not getting our butts kicked. But I don't know that we're ready to say that we need to be beating the 4th, 6th, 7th, and 8th team in the country, 2 of the 4.
No, I think
to have a season that we're proud of. I mean, I would be, if this team won next year, won every game that they're supposed to win, and lost to teams 4, 6, 7, and 8. I mean, I'm not going to be happy.
Some people are going to be frustrated at it, but
that's still good football.
Yeah, you have taken a step of, because those are the only 4 ranked teams that you'll play. Now, I don't know what
exactly
preseason rankings will look like. I don't know. Maybe somebody else gets in there. Maybe they don't. But postseason, you're playing 4 top 10 teams and nobody else. Which, deal. Sign me up.
Yeah, because if you win all the games you're supposed to, which doesn't it make you feel better about Pruitt and the way where our program is headed, knowing that after we dropped 2 just embarrassing games to start the year, 1 really embarrassing game and 1 pretty embarrassing game.
Yeah.
We finished the year out by winning against all the teams we were supposed to. It didn't always look the way everyone wanted it to, but guess what? The maxim number 1 is the team that makes the fewest mistakes will win.
Yeah.
We made a ton of them, but we did a good job of making less than the other team, and we were able to go win all those games. That makes me feel better about projecting this team moving forward. You know, going, okay, well, if Pruitt's going to have an – if the MO under Pruitt is that he's going to win the games on his schedule that he should win, which is what every good coach does, by the way.
Yeah.
If he's capable of doing that, then I would say, all right, well, can we steal 1 of the 4? You know, can you steal 1 of the 4? I mean, you want to get to a point where you're stealing 2 of the 4 every year.
Yeah.
But – and you don't want there to be 4 games that you're saying are probably losses. You want there to be a game.
Well, because you want to be in
max
the top
2.
Preseason top 15, too, where
exactly.
You say, hey, we're taking a swing at those teams.
Yeah, exactly. So, but I think we're headed in the right direction in getting there. You got to win all the games you're supposed to, and then you got to find a way to steal one.
Chad Campbell is in the house. He joins us next to talk a little Tennessee hoops. Live from Rusty Wallace, Honda of Knoxville, FM 99.1, the sports animal.
Welcome back into the Eric Gaines Show on the Sports Animal with Brian Rice and Chad Campbell here. It's the 2020 upgrade event. We'll do this for him in front of him because I like doing a good job when people like Chad are around because his approval means everything to me. The Rusty Wallace Honda 2020 upgrade event this weekend only. That's today and tomorrow, guys. You can upgrade your current vehicle for a similar 2020 vehicle at the same or maybe even a lower payment. And because today and tomorrow during the upgrade event, again, those 2 days only, it's in February, the whole month of February, you get to take advantage of 3 years, no charge maintenance. Again, That is right here at the intersection of Selection, Rusty Wallace Honda.
How mad is your service manager over there that you're giving away?
Funny you say that. Yeah, he's not real happy about it. So I said, hey, it's just for 1 month. Don't worry about it, man. What's the worst that could happen? So
a bunch of people buy cars. That's what he said. You see it as a feature. He sees it as a bug. It's funny how that works.
That's not. Everything is your point of view, isn't it?
Speaking of point of view, this morning we were talking about sponsors always right?
Yeah.
And I said that there was the one time I played a sporting event against a sponsor. And anyway, it went to talking about you, Chad. And I said, well, no, I mean, Chad, come on. I'd send Chad stuff to the fifth row. And in my defense, I'm 6'6", and I was a Division I athlete and had offers to play basketball. Chiming in after me was Will West, who also said he would send your stuff to the fifth row.
That one hit a nerve. That one got me.
Chad, I'm not gonna lie. I'm gonna let you score, but it wouldn't be obvious. Like you wouldn't feel like a charity.
Did he say he was gonna let me score?
Yeah,
he's gonna let me
Chad
score.
From well, scoring.
Listen, I play rec league, baby. This is not the end. We don't have TV Teddy
when did
out there.
Brian Rice and Will West think that talking about sports made them athletes. Crush him, Chad.
I'm going to the rim.
Well,
I'm
that's
going
fine.
To the rim.
Even if even
I'm not
if
playing
I,
Eve Pons over here.
Even if I could keep you in front of me,
Frenchie.
I would because the sponsor's always right.
That was phrased more properly.
Yeah.
Brian,
I'd go posterize these guys.
I'll tell you what. Will West is probably trying to chest you up a little bit, like the cable guy.
You posted the gif of dunking.
Over the top.
Did you see Tony's response, though?
Ooh.
He asked if we were going to change the laws of physics.
So you're saying that the weight has something to do with the ability to hop that I've got.
I would say Brian might be able to take a charge.
You might go
to put the shoulder down.
I might get the fine for flopping, but it's fine.
Yeah, he'd flop.
Hey. Yeah. Pat Adams would call for a flop all day long. The guy's got a game this
weekend.
Pat Adams
already hates me, so we're good.
Yeah, right. I'm glad that Pat. My Brian Rice says terrible things to Pat Adams. Doesn't try to say that he would, send someone stuff to the fifth row.
Yeah, I'm going to talk trash to the refs.
That's acceptable. That's 100%. I think all three of us can agree on that.
Tennessee heads to South Carolina this weekend, Chad.
Yeah.
To face a team that just was served with its NCAA notice of allegations. Good luck with that, Frank Martin. Hey, how would you like to be the guy that has to come and tell Frank Martin, who looks like a mob boss, yeah, the NCAA just delivered its notice of allegations?
You know what?
He'd say notice of what? Is that Spanish?
Frank Martin scares me just a little bit when he starts yelling and his temper goes off. I had the opportunity to use somebody else's tickets one time and sit down on the floor of a basketball game, and they were playing South Carolina. I'm on the end where Frank Martin is, and he just goes into a tantrum. And you know what's the sad truth? I was a little afraid to look directly at him. I was afraid he might go off on me, too.
He might turn into stone.
Scary. Yeah. And then I would have had to,
he's scary.
Things got out of hand.
Yeah.
I would have had to run away crying.
Yeah.
It would have been a bad look.
He dresses like one of those guys that was an extra in The Sopranos. It's a little scary.
Yeah.
Frank Martin's best friends with everybody, though.
Yeah. Seems like a cool guy.
I have seen three different Tennessee head men's basketball coaches treat him like his best friend, and he did the same. And they are Konzo Martin, Donnie Tindall, and Rick Barnes may be the three most different people you could come
Konzo
up
Martin,
with.
Konzo Martin, Donnie Tindall, and Rick Barnes walk into a bar.
The guy, Frank Martin, was really, really pretty funny on some of the things that he said. Now, it was after his team walked away from him, he would turn around and say it to the coaches, but he was really pretty funny.
Yeah.
Said once he was going to change professions.
There's nothing like the coach that's talking to the college or high school players and then says what he needs to say. It's kind of like you do as parents, right? You say what you need to say. You parent real hard. You give them the speech and that. And then you turn around and you look to your wife and you're like, they'll be doing the same.
Oh, no, the guy fouled immediately. He was on him about fouling. He goes down
what
the court.
Do you do
not 5 seconds, he fouls. And he turns around and says, I'm going to
change professions. I literally just talked about that. Literally, we just talked about that.
And Tennessee baseball opens up this weekend. Starts today. And you have...
Three different sets of four each, so a total of 12 tickets, but three different sets with parking passes to the MVP section of the Western Illinois.
We're highfalutin' in this.
That is the way to watch.
Tennessee baseball game.
You can have them. All you have to do is say, Will West cannot swat Chad Campbell.
Come in here. They'll be right here.
Those.
Not hard.
So the next three people that come in, you get your choice of days.
Right.
Now, the Friday game starts early. It's going to start, I believe, at 2 this afternoon, which is moving up a little bit from the scheduled 4:30 start time.
I think it's 2 o'clock, yeah.
Yeah, and then Saturday and Sunday as well. So come in.
So, yeah, there's a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday set.
Yeah, so you can come in here to Rusty Wallace Honda. Next three people that do that, you walk away with some baseball tickets. You guys have this great special going on.
Mm-hmm.
Tennessee's going to South Carolina. This is stacking up
big weekend.
Weekend.
It's President's
here.
Day sale weekend too, so it's always a big
President's
weekend.
Day is Monday.
Yeah, this is always a big weekend for us. So we always try to pull out, you know, no holds barred on this weekend. So we pulled out the 3 years of free, no charge maintenance, whatever you want to call it. We got 400 new Hondas down here.
That's crazy.
And so they don't call it the intersection selection for nothing. I got Hondas on top of Hondas. So if you're looking for a different color, you're looking for whatever it is that you hadn't seen somewhere else, come by here. I bet you can get
it. Heated steering wheel, these rims, those rims.
That's right. The other rims.
And the rims, so, rims got rims. Chad's Hondas got Hondas.
So while
Hondas have Hondas.
So while Rusty's down broadcasting the Daytona 500 on MRN Radio this weekend,
yep,
you're going to just let people upgrade
they're
gonna their
upgrade
current vehicle to a similar 2020 at the
what's
same
that
or even
oh,
a lower approach.
Rusty's on the call. Quick, upgrade event. Go.
You know, we only do this upgrade event once a year, and so we try to do it whenever it's going to be something like President's Day and all that good stuff and Valentine's Day. Hey, the Valentines are out there. My mother's listening. Happy Valentine's to my mother, my wife, my girls, Carly and Claire. So
Campbell
happy
ladies,
Valentine's
happy
Day,
happy Valentine's
right
Day. You all deserve it.
They get a whole
you have a lot of good gals in your life, man.
I got those women around me.
Yep. Good for you.
Yep.
Get a whole good Valentine's Day without them getting insulted by by Jake. I mean,
I know.
We're making progress.
I know. There you go.
That's
good.
Awesome.
So
hey, my mom's listening too, and she said, "Tell my buddy Chad hi."
Oh well, you tell her hello,
Brian. Well, so good. Yeah, she said hi to
that's
you.
Right. Tell mom I said hello.
So add your mom to the long list of people that called in and said, hey, "Morning, Eric.
Hey,
morning,
Chad.
Everybody
except Brian."
We're on the bus, Chad. We're on the bus last week in Arizona.
This is so great.
Karen Weekly turns around. She goes, "Hey, so I was listening the other day, and a guy called in to ask a softball question, and he still didn't know your name."
He said, "Hey, Brandon, I have a softball question." And I looked at Brian, and I just dropped my pen, and I covered my face.
I'm looking around.
I'm just trying not to go.
What's that guy's name? It's the voice of the lady on softball.
It's close.
Yeah.
Close only counts at horseshoes. Now,
like, I know football isn't softball, but it is the equivalent of calling in and saying and having Bob Kessling there and saying, Hey, Bill, you got a football question here for you. Is Tom Priest with you? That's Tom.
Call the kickoff Tom call show. Yeah. So
she
was like, How did he not know? I was like, I don't know, it doesn't matter. We play my name about six times an hour. It's fine. No big deal. Okay, so
the upgrade event, that's a big deal, though. Get down here today and tomorrow only. 2020 upgrade event. Today and tomorrow only.
Until 8 o'clock tonight, and when tomorrow?
8 o'clock tonight, 8 o'clock tomorrow night. Or until the last customer is served, we'll be here.
And you'll have the basketball game on the big screen. So
oh, yeah.
You're watch not a basketball.
What, the, what time's the game at tomorrow night?
So tomorrow night at 6.
Oh, that's 6. All right. That's
yeah.
Right.
So you have plenty of time to come here during the day. You have plenty of time to come here, get some tickets to the baseball game, go to the baseball game, then go home and watch.
And if you hadn't gotten your wife or your significant other a Valentine's present, let me just go ahead and throw out one idea.
Yeah.
New car.
Yeah. You got a red one
I got a red one right here. If you don't like red, I've got black, white, silver, blue.
You have any bows to put on them?
I'll find one.
I bet you will.
I've even got some balloons that say Happy Valentine's Day.
You do. They're everywhere. I like
it. They're all over the place.
Okay, do you have to de-decorate these on Monday, or are you going to leave them up for the rest of February?
I'll probably leave these up for February.
Okay.
Because when I walk, there's a good chance that I might not notice what's up on Monday.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I could change them.
My wife's going to change out all of our Valentine's Day decorations, which I didn't know you decorated for it, but we do now because I'm married, to our St. Patrick's Day decorations.
Yeah, that's what these will be all green next month when you come in.
Are you going to put Tony in the outfit again?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Little munchkin in there.
You kid.
Saying I defy the laws of gravity
and you can,
by
and
jumping.
And you can use the same one for St. Patrick's Day and Oktoberfest. It's perfect.
You're
Chad,
exactly right.
Thanks so much for having us out. Everybody needs to get over here and pick up those tickets and check out a new Honda.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate you all coming. Come back anytime.
Thanks for having us, man.
We love it. We'll come back. 656-9900
if you
want to join
Will
us.
Will West can't stuff Chad. That's all you got to
no
say.
No chance.
We will find out what we learned today at Jaguars Sports 180 next on FM 99.1, The Sports Animal.
It's time to find out what we learned today here live from Rusty Wallace Honda. Thanks to Regenerative Complete. RegenComplete.com. That's the website. Men, free testosterone test still going on now. And listen, this isn't just hormone replacement therapy for men and women at Regen Complete, okay? This is a full orthopedic workup. I mean, they see general orthopedics. Obviously, they have the different peptides, and they have the different things that you can do. We talked about stem cells a bunch on Wednesday when we were over there, and the different innovative orthopedics that they do as well. But if you just want a second opinion or a first opinion on anything, even if you're not in the market for a new knee or for a stem cell injection or anything, general orthopedics, they see that, and they also do it on Saturdays as well. Tomorrow they're open in the morning. If you need to get over there, that's when I go over there. I got to get my blood work done, and I got to get a shot tomorrow.
All right.
So I'll be hitting the long ball tomorrow. Slow pitch. That ball's going way over the fence.
Aaron Hernandez gone forever.
That's the best one.
Go full Kent Murphy.
Kent Murphy. If you haven't YouTubed Kent Murphy and you're not under the age of 14.
You'll get a lot of references that I work into the softball broadcast under the table.
Yeah, I'll slide in here or there. What did you learn today, man?
I learned that, as usual, when we're here at Rusty Wallace Honda, I had 2 bags of popcorn and 1 bag of the Chessman cookies from the snack bin. There are a lot of reasons I like to come here, but those are
I learned that I don't have any patience for people calling and like wasting my time.
Yeah, we had to.
I had to move on today from that. I don't get on board with that. That's not what this is here for.
Tennessee's not going to go 6-6 next year. Sorry, BT. All right. I learned that this was the first time in a long time that you did not have a college football team ranked in the top 10 of the preseason finish outside of the top 25.
Yep. Texas.
Despite Texas's best efforts.
Texas shouldn't have said that they were back.
No. Because they're not.
We did this a little bit, but it happened more, I feel like, when you were gone, because you were out Monday, Tuesday.
Yep.
You know, Philip Fulmer at the recruiting celebration last week said, balls are back.
Yeah.
The balls are back. And then we talked about the comments from our coach that just went to Florida State.
David Johnson,
and what he said at a recruiting celebration.
He said, yeah, and then walked it back later.
Walked it back a little bit, and I got a little frustrated with it still because I said, you can't say the words trust.
Yeah, you can't.
And then walk back trust. Trust sounds very, very negative, and it sounds very, very pointed. But I said, I'm not going to let it bother me too much because it's at a recruiting celebration.
I think what we've learned at all these things, and you can take it to the Astros yesterday as well, you have to be very careful with the actual words that you speak. Because even if you don't mean it, you meant to say something else, or you mean it in a different way. What you said is what you said. And what you said never goes away. And you can clarify it later, you can come back around. You know, in the context of, we all know that what's said at recruiting celebrations is pandering.
It's like a pep rally. Yeah, exactly.
But you said what you said, and the words you use are important. The actual words.
In 2020, there's no more, that's just not an excuse anymore. Gosh, I mean, you have to look at it and say, anything you say to anybody, gosh, leaving here at Rusty Wallace Honda, if I say something to somebody, I need to be ready for that to be out there.
Yeah.
You know, that to be something that
this show
say you said
is literally recorded and played over and over thousands of times, according to the numbers. So you have to, you can't say, well, I didn't say that. Well, you said literally that.
Yeah, the owner for the Astros is the biggest doofus of yesterday.
It didn't have an impact on the result. Well, I didn't say it didn't have an impact on the results.
Well,
you just did.
What you meant to say was we were the better team, sign stealing or not.
Yeah.
That's what you meant to say. And even my comment to that would be, you don't get to say that.
Nope.
You don't get to say that when you stole the very basic information that they had that you didn't, that you're not supposed to have unless you steal it organically, you can't say you're the better team.
Yep.
Because a significantly worse team could win a sporting event if they knew the plan of the other team almost every play of the game.
Yep.
You know who's not winning the Super Bowl or coming back in any of those games if the entire second half the Chiefs are going into a game losing by two or three scores?
Yeah.
You know who's not coming back? The Chiefs.
Yeah, ever.
You know, they'd still make a few plays because it could be a drop-back pass and he could scramble and make a play or something. But in baseball, you have to guess the pitch. That's why there's terms like sit fastball, right? Sit on the fastball. You almost have to sit on the fast and guess off speed. If you guess off speed and you're right, the ball goes over the fence. You know what I mean? If you are guessing off speed and he throws a heater up and in, you're swinging through it and it's strike three.
Oh, and I knew this, but I've learned it even more. Players from other teams are still very mad about this. Cody Bellinger this morning said this, quote, "I thought the apologies were whatever. I thought Jim Crane's was weak. I thought Manfred's punishment was weak, giving them immunity. Those guys were cheating for 3 years. I think what people don't realize is Altuve stole the MVP from Judge in 17. Everyone knows they stole the ring from us, but it's over." Yeah. The Jose Altuve is going to lead Major League Baseball in hit by a pitch this year by 100 miles.
I'm fine with it.
Yeah, me too.
I'm fine with it.
But that's happening.
That's what I would.
Yeah.
I would. I mean, I'd just straight up go into it, and I'd say, guys, first at bat.
Go an arm.
You need to be out. You need to be out. You need to be out. Just be ready to come out and get my back.
Yeah. And I don't think Major League Baseball should put out some sort of blanket warning that says, oh, yeah, no, it's fine.
No,
everybody's warned.
It's ridiculous.
You're not going to hit them. Yeah, you are.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, you are. And you should.
Anyway, that the whole thing's a joke. Don't cheat in sports. That's the biggest thing.
I learned that we're not going to watch the NBA All-Star game.
Not going to watch the NBA All-Star game. I'm going to tune into XFL football here and there. I'm not going to probably sit down and watch an entire game, but it'll be on my TV when I'm wiping butts, cleaning diapers, vacuuming the floor, doing whatever honey-do list the wife's got for me this weekend. I know I got to buy stools because today's Valentine's Day. That's all I know so far.
I'm going to watch the Daytona 500 on DVR after the Lady Vols game.
That's cool.
So I'll be working. But, yeah.
Why don't you come babysit my kids?
I know.
Me?
That's okay. I'm good. Got that covered. You enjoy that. We'll have our own
I
kids
probably
one day.
Will. I'll probably play Pokemon or something and watch a movie. Oh, tonight Disney Zombies 2 comes out on ABC tonight. So Fallon is already like, she's got her outfit. She's going to dress like the girl in there in the show whose name I can't remember.
Is the kid dressing up for that like when one of us puts on a jersey to watch a football game? Or a t-shirt or a hat or something like that?
Yeah.
I mean, not everybody's a jersey.
That's the equivalent. Yeah, you put on your team's colors and all that kind of stuff. And yeah, absolutely.
So,
you guys want some baseball tickets?
Yeah, grab
Friday,
it.
Make three. Sure you pick Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, whichever day you want.
Game two, Saturday.
There you go. Nice.
I learned that lots of people have come out here into the intersection selection this
Happy
morning.
Valentine's Day,
yeah,
girls.
Enjoy your Valentine's Day with that. And everybody out there, enjoy your Valentine's Day. So you're buying stools. We did Valentine's Day last night. So I think we're going to order pizza tonight.
Cool.
There are a bunch of different places that have heart-shaped pizza. So
I know,
looking forward to that.
I know Papa Murphy's
does.
Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely. Thanks for coming in. We appreciate it. A shout out to Jeremy Boyle.
Sure, man.
Bull.
Jeremy.
Jeremy Bull. Gotcha.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Yeah, enjoy those baseball tickets.
We will.
And
have a good day.
Yeah, see, come in, you get baseball tickets, you get a shout out
there
on the radio.
Go.
It's good stuff.
Hey,
all right. Josh and Heather are coming up next with Sports 180. We're back on Monday. What is going to be the thing that we talk about most on Monday? What this weekend is going to happen? Is it going to be Tennessee and South Carolina? Is it going to be?
I think it's going to be Tennessee, South Carolina. That's probably the thing that I'll care about the most. We'll hit on another week of XFL. I want you to watch a little XFL this week. I know you were traveling, doing bit softball last weekend. Watch some XFL because the look-ins and different things they do are pretty. As a football guy, you'll like it. They're pretty cool.
I saw the they ripped off is not the right word, but they're using the same replay type thing that the AAF used last year.
It's just what all football should
do. Yeah, that's what all football should do. They should be walking us through the process while they make a decision, because we may still disagree with it, but
because,
at least
because
we would know.
Don't ever forget, we have better views than they do in the stadium and than every fan in the stadium. So the people watching on TV have the best view of all the stuff, and there's more of us watching on TV than in any stadium ever.
Josh and Heather are coming up next. They are live in Maryville, thanks to Hershey's.
Cool.
And they will be able to tell you where you can come get some great free candy coming up next.
Fun.
Big thanks to everybody here at Rusty Wallace Honda. Always great to be here. It is their upgrade event this weekend only. Upgrade your current vehicle for a similar 2020 vehicle at the same or possibly even a lower payment. And during the entire month of February, take advantage. 3 years, no charge maintenance right here. Sweet. The intersection of selection, Rusty Wallace Honda. Thanks, Bad Take. Thanks, Joel. We'll see you Monday. It's the Sports Animal.